Oh, damn, it must be Friday.
It's time for a bonus pod, bitches.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
With me.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself.
Me.
Stretch Roberts.
Yeah.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon.
Mm.
Here is your host, Stretch.
Ah, hello, my friends. Happy Friday to you. Rolling out the bonus pod. And I tell you, the Sunday show, which will be Monday morning for all you fine folks, you can start your week off with me being tortured because I am going to zap myself with a dog collar. And I am going to also brush my teeth with the bacon toothpaste, which smells disgusting. And I will do all that before the show. I'll be zapping myself with a dog collar. I can't brush my teeth on the show. That would be just weird. I will do that on a video on Instagram over the weekend, and then the dog collar zaps will come for the Monday show, but it will all be for your amusement, because that's what it's all about here at Fat to Fit or Else. I set goals for myself. When I fail, I punish myself, and we are back to getting that in. I'm really close to getting released, fully released from my doctor. I'm very excited. July 3rd is my, knock on wood, final visit with my surgeon. And they should release me back into the wild to be a wild man and do wild man things, because that's what I do on that day. So the day before the 4th of July. Let's get back into the diet, the carnivore diet. I've told you over and over, don't believe the hype. Like, it is amazing. If you want to lose weight, I haven't found a diet that'll do it as effectively and as fast. But you get really sick of eating only meat, and I never felt great. But let's back up here. I have diabetes. I gotta really watch my blood sugar. I'm eating zero carbs, no carbs, and I didn't feel right. And not only am I eating zero carbs, I'm also taking Ozempic, which is semaglutide. And then I also take metformin, which basically slows the glucose production in your body after you eat food. It helps keep your body from converting everything into glucose. Glucose is sugar. That's bad when you got diabetes. But when you are eating no carbs and then you're suppressing any amount of glucose being made by your body, I can tell you don't feel right. So probably not the greatest diet for a for a diabetic. And I never talked to my doctor about this. I typically will run stuff by her, but I just didn't feel like it. I was like, you know what? I'm fat. I got all bent out of shape with my shoulder when I couldn't exercise and lost all my gains, and I was bummed. So I had a pity party, and I ate like a dumbass and got extra fat back to where I was when I started. Then I did the carnivore diet, and I lost 10 pounds in a week. And then I got into the second week. As I was starting the second week, I was like, I don't feel right. And I told you guys on the last podcast I had a little bit of carbs, and I felt okay. So then I'm like, you know what? I didn't feel right again when I went back to the carnivore the next day. And on Tuesday of this week, I said, you know what? I'm going to start eating, not pounding carbs. I'm not eating like crap. I'm really watching what I'm eating. But at dinner, I'm having some limited carbs. Like, it could be, I might eat bread on a sandwich, whereas before I was just eating, like, if I'd make a burger, it'd be burger with cheese, and I would just eat that. But now I might have a bun. So, and even then, I'm still getting keto bread or that kind of stuff, but I needed some carbs in my life. Keto is a way better thing for me. So I wouldn't even say I'm doing keto, because I'm still really watching my carbs. But I haven't lost any weight since that 10. In fact, I gained a couple of pounds. So I went up about 2 pounds. Also, in all honesty, and that is what this show is about, I am back on the sauce, so to speak, as in testosterone. I am back to injecting testosterone into my old and decrepit body that no longer makes it itself. So I'm injecting testosterone, and I am getting ready to get back into the gym is what that's all about. And I'm trying to get it going so I don't have to slow build. And I'm going to hit the gym like Stretch does and try to not blow my shoulder out. It's the best I can do. And I'm going to do that. Hopefully on July 5th will be my first day back in the gym. So I'm going to do that. Speaking of gyms, I got a great story coming up about a gym that you won't believe. In fact, if you join this gym, you can no longer be my friend or listen to the podcast. I'm just going to tell you that right now. We're going to do that coming up. But I will get back into the gym on July 5th and start the slow grind back to fitness. And that'll be cool. So I'm happy to do the challenge this week. I failed it. And another thing, no excuses. There are no excuses here. Testosterone, by the way, makes you gain. That's where that couple pounds came from. Even if you're holding on to a little water or whatever, but that there's gains this week from that, just from getting back on that. And I just got my second week of being back on it. So they're technically start the third week this very weekend. And there's that. So I have all of that. And then I'm very proud of myself because this has been a very bad week. Emotionally, a bad week. And emotional weeks are really bad for you on your diet. I don't care how strict you are, you go off. And then I'm still having, like, there's still some stressful days at work. More stuff has happened I don't want to get into. But it's like, I can tell you this, and I don't care where you live in America. If you live in a big city, you are under siege right now. There is crime everywhere, and you really, really need to watch your back. And since my job is to protect my company, my coworkers, and everything, I'm a little more stressed than I've ever been at work. And I've always just kind of, let's sit there at work and blah, 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 and talk to people and have a donut. Now I don't have a donut, and I really got to watch what I'm doing and pay a lot of attention and do a lot more checks and balances than in the past to make sure we are safe. And that is going on. So, and more crime happened this week right near work, not really involving work, but still stuff that's like, this is not good. I'll tell you this one. I saw when I arrived at work, I do a perimeter check. The property is very, very large. And I've told you before, my boss has great pride in the facility and in the company. And if we're not in a great area, and if people do graffiti on one of our gates or anything, we take care of it. If people do graffiti on the city poles in front of our building, or there's a couple of power boxes in front of our building, our guys have it gone within an hour of us opening in the morning. Now, if I get to know it's out there, I get in the morning, I now come early, and I walk the outside of the property. Well, I was walking it one day this week, and I see a hole in the sidewalk and a bunch of wires sticking up through it. And I'm like, that's weird. And I walk a little further and I see another hole in the sidewalk with a bunch of wires sticking up through it. And then I look and I see a sign on the ground that says high voltage. And I'm like, these wires are sticking out. Basically, some criminals drove up in the daytime, because I saw them on camera, drove up in the daytime, took a sledgehammer, smashed through the concrete where the power poles are, cut the wires to the lights, the street lights, and then stole the wiring. And they did this down our street where my work is and hit like every pole along the way. And then came back the next night and hit the boxes where the power circuits are for like all the poles on that street. Crazy. Three people. Like the damage you do for $15. And here's the best part. We called Department of Water and Power immediately because I didn't know if those wires were live. They didn't care. They haven't been there yet, and it's been 3 days. They haven't showed up yet. There are holes in the sidewalk that you could step and trip in, and especially now that there's no streetlights, and it's dark out there, and a lot of people walk up and down that street. Somebody could step in that and hurt themselves. There's wires sticking out that I don't know if they're live or what. All the streetlights are out right down that street now. And Department of Water and Power has not yet shown up. It's been 3 days since we told them. So guess what happened? You call the police. Come file a report, because they don't care. Unless you say there's a guy out there right now with a gun and he's cutting the wires to our poles, then they'll come. The police are too busy and do not care. And they also know the district attorney isn't probably going to even prosecute these people. The cops don't want to waste their time. The cops don't want to go out there and arrest someone. I don't want to knock the police, but they don't. And this is a microcosm of all big cities in America. I know people listen to the show all over the world, but let me tell you, America is a crap hole right now. We are a walking cesspool of awful humans who are broke, and the inflation is through the roof, and people are stealing like they've never stolen before. You put something like packages are stolen off your porch, your car gets broken into all the time. In a lot of cities, like in San Francisco, people have taken to leaving the windows down in their car so that the crackheads will stop smashing the windows out to steal a pair of sunglasses inside. They just take anything out of value and leave the car unlocked so the crackheads can get in there, look around, and then leave. It's that crazy. And that's what's going on in the big city. So that's stressful when you're a security guy. There's that. And then something cool happened. My old job called me and asked me to come back this week. And not like in a permanent role. They know that I love where I'm at, or I wouldn't have left there and went back there, because I was at this job, left and went to the university, and then I came back. But they have a special assignment coming up here in a couple of weeks, and I am going to go and do it. But told them it has to be around my work hours, so I'll do it on the side and help them out. I love that university and didn't like my bosses. And since I left, all of those bosses have been fired. And the guy that called me back, I really, really like, so I'm going to definitely help him out. I was definitely a part of that team. It was a department, and I'm one of the dudes. So it'll be cool to go back and see my old friends and work with them for a few days or a couple of weeks, whatever they need me for. But I will be back there very soon this summer, and I'm looking forward to that. Speaking of summer, it is the first day of summer today. Happy summer to you. Get ready for swamp ass and sweating your balls off, because the heat is coming. You can feel it every day already in the car. I got the AC on, man. When I get in my car, that AC is rolling from the time I start. I never turn it on. I get in the car 6:30 in the morning now, and I got the AC on, and I roll all the way to work with the AC on. And it's not hot, but I'm not playing around when it comes to the heat. I do not like it. I have a ton of fun stories to talk about. Let me tell you about that gym right off the bat. The one I told you, if you join it, you can't be friends of Fat to Fit or Else anymore. And I'm going to stand by this. This is real. And I don't hate rich people. I aspire to be a rich person. In fact, I had a conversation with the Mean Spira lady yesterday about that. My favorite lady from Spira.com, where you can get a 10% discount at checkout if you type in FIT10. And say, what up, Mean Spiral Lady? Being rich would be really cool. But if you're this rich, you're a douche. You're a douche. There is a gym that opened up this week in Greenwich Street. That's Greenwich Village, New York City. And it is called Continuum, I think. I can't even say. It's so fancy and expensive, I can't even say the name. Guess how much it cost? I balk at $125 a month clubs. I'm like, ooh, God, that's expensive. I got a Planet Fitness, $25. I can go to all of them. It's not $500 a month. That would be a lot. That would be ridiculous. It's not even $1,000 a month. That would be insane. You pay $1,000 a month to go to a health club. I'm like, there better be like good, happy ending massage girls at that, or boys, whatever you're into, at that gym every day. No, this gym is $10,000 a month, and it's in a fancy building in a fancy area of New York City in Greenwich Village, and they say it is a luxury lounge and top-of-the-line gym powered by proprietary artificial intelligence. I don't know what that means, and they cap off membership at 250. There will only be 250 VIP members paying $10,000 a month. Doing the math, $120,000 a year, probably more than you make in a year for their gym membership. Very, very expensive. They say our unique value proposition to remember is that the integration of all of these modalities at a very high level, we're doing the homework for everybody, not just in developing the programming, but in curating the actual experts that are going to work with them. Okay. It is. And then they say they just launched this thing at $110,000 a month to compete with Equinox. And just so you know, the only gym in the city that I live in, the town, I live in Los Angeles, but it's a fancy part of Los Angeles called Palisades. We just got an Equinox that's about to open. And Equinox, feeling the heat to be ultra snobby, They bumped up one that's a special Equinox, and it's called the EQX Optimize, and that's $40,000 a year, which is the amount of money that a lot of people make in a year for a gym membership. Not $120,000 a year. They're not playing with these New York boys, but yeah, they're in there. So luxury gyms are a thing, and if you're doing that, you are insanity. They say members undergo a comprehensive data-driven onboarding assessment involving VO2, max oxygen consumption testing, body composition scans, blood panels, sleep analysis, the baseline knowledge. So in essence, it sounds like they're doing a lot of blood panels and sleep analysis are doctor prescribed things. So it sounds like you're going to get a lot of beyond health care there as you pay that kind of money. Think about it. If I would rather pay $10,000 a month if I had the money to kind of have a doctor as my bitch as opposed to going to a gym. Because they have that too. There's concierge, they call it, doctor service. And you literally can call that doctor at any time and be like, hey man, I think I'm sick, I have a fever, I need antibiotics, and send me a prescription right now, and they will. They're your bitch, and you pay them. But it's not $10,000 a month, and that's a way more acceptable fee to me than this crap to go to an AI gym. So there you go. That's just insanity. $10,000 a month for a health club gym. And imagine the douchebag behavior of those people. Because I can tell you, there are entitled people at Planet Fitness. $10 a month, most of those a-holes are paying. And they're entitled a-holes. Going up there and bitching out the teenager that's sitting behind the counter just trying to have a hookup online and scan right on some cute dude or girl. And then you're up there asking for towels. And you're like, we don't have towels. This is Planet Fitness. You can buy a towel. Shut up. Yeah, get out of here. What do you mean? The toilet's overflowing. I don't care. I'm 17 years old. Get out of here. That's what they say at Planet Fitness. But yeah, that's craziness right there. Craziness. $10,000 a month for a freaking health club. All right, let's get into this one. And they did a study of 10,000 adults. And they say workouts can make you feel better in more than one way. Tell me if you believe this, because I don't believe this. They say 1 in 5 people, according to this 2,000 adult survey, specifically do cardio to improve their sexual stamina. While 1 in every 3 people have lower body workouts, such as planks or Kegels, strictly to be better in bed. I get trying to look better to get people into bed. I understand that. I don't understand I'm working out to be better at sex. I guess because I'm fantastic already is probably what it is. I don't know. But have you ever worked out like, I'm going to do this so I'm better at sex? They say to improve their moves in the bed, 4 in 10 perform stretching exercises to improve their flexibility during sex. 9, kind of hot to date a Chinese acrobat, just going to say. 1 in 5 double down on downward dog with yoga or Pilates to improve their flexibility during sex. And they say working out not only will help you satisfy your partner, but will also make you more willing to do it. 52% of the people in the survey say exercise increases their sex drive. And it's not a fantasy. That is true. If you are a man and you work out, your testosterone will increase through exercising. And regular exercise can help you in those things. So that is, I don't know, I don't buy it. I think everyone I know works out to look better or to lose weight. Or to maintain what they have. I guess everyone I know is married. And once you're married, let's face it, you've given up on life. You're defeated. You've defeated. You've given up. You're just like, just take me now, Lord. But here you are, and you're still alive. So you're like, I'll just keep working out. And then you have a family, and you're like, all right, well, now I can't just die. I got to stay healthy, and I got to work out for my family. You're not like, yeah, I'm going to work out, then I'm going to go home and slay it. That's what I'm going to do. Get my stamina up and just bang it out for hours. By the way, if you're married, just so speaking as a married guy, been married for over 20 years, you're married. Your partner wants to have sex with you, and they want it to be over faster than ever. So your sexual stamina really is a problem in a marriage at a certain point. You got to be married for a while. Newlyweds are like, what are you talking about? We put it down for hours. It's like insanity in here. Yeah, there's that. Just talking to a dude who's been married over 20 years. I'm just telling you. I'm like the wise old owl here. There's a point in a relationship, and you ladies and gentlemen know what I'm talking about, when you're like, okay, just hurry up. Okay, I just need to finish. I just got to get done. Oh, wait a minute. You're not finished? Oh, crap. I got to keep going. Oh, come on. I just want to go to sleep. My show's on. That's married sex right there. That's so true. I'm being brutally honest, going to get myself in trouble. Now let's get back to more brutal honesty. We talk about on this show a lot, junk food. I am a fat man. I love junk food. I'm not currently eating it right now. But this is awesome news. And it's not awesome food, even though it's got this weird nostalgic thing for most all Americans. McDonald's has heard the cries. Everyone's talking about inflation. Everyone's talking about how expensive it is. A lot of people aren't doing fast food anymore because it's as expensive as a restaurant. And that's because they made them pay fast food workers $25 an hour. They raised their prices. Now everybody's bitching about it. But McDonald's, ding, 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 has heard the bell. And as of June 25th, in most stores in America, I know people are listening all over the world. And I will tell you, often am I envious of the McDonald's stories I see outside of America. They'll have some crazy burger, and it's like, yeah, the new whatever, whatever burger with this and that. And I'm like, that sounds delicious. And they're like, available only in Thailand. And you're like, wow, crap. I'm not in Thailand. But you get that all over. They'll have really cool McDonald's things. But here in America, the $5 meal deal is coming back, or is coming. So once again, you can get a value meal that's actually got value, because $5 for your lunch is a fantastic deal. It comes with either a McDouble or a McChicken sandwich, a small fry, four-piece chicken nuggets, and a small fountain drink. So the sandwich, the small fry, little chicken nuggets, and a beverage for $5. That is going to drive butts back to McDonald's. Because you can go there. Now, once again, if you've got kids, you go in there and get a Happy Meal. You get that freaking value meal. Or two, if you're a fat ass like me, $5. Give me four of the McDouble freaking meals. Then I just got, what did I got? I got 16 nuggets now. I got four small fries. And I got freaking four McDoubles. And I got that for $20. That's completely worth it. I kind of wonder if there's a limit on how many of these you can get, because this sounds fantastic. So very, very cool. Also, here in America, if you have the app and you sign up, you can get free French fries on Fridays. And today is a Friday, so it's Free Fries Friday. And you get a medium French fry for free with a $1 minimum purchase. So basically buy a drink and get a free order of fries if you got the app at McDonald's. Way to go, McDonald's. Very, I'm happy to hear that. I love McDonald's has always been the leader in affordable, non-healthy fast food, let's be honest. And then you can get it once again for very cheap. You can feed your fam. You can go out. It won't break the bank. And that is pretty damn cool in my eyes. So shout out to McDonald's. Always been a fan. It's not great food, but there's something about it. It just built into our psyche as Americans that we love the Mickey D's. So bad, awful food for $5. I'll take it any day of the week. It used to be why I would go to McDonald's. I'd be like, all right, it's almost payday. I'd just go there on Thursdays and Friday and be like, it's almost payday. I don't have any money. You know what? I can go to McDonald's and probably still get some pretty decent amount of food. Then that stopped, and now they're bringing it back. So shout out to them. All right, here's something. Do you remember the Gen Zers? Do you work with any Gen Zers? I know Gen Zers. I know a lot of them. I got one in my house. They're evil. Gen Zers started the quiet quitting when they realized they weren't making as much as the old people at their work. So they basically do the absolute bare minimum to keep their jobs. And they say it's acting your wage instead of your age. So they were paid less, so they did less. and they invented that. Well, now they have the same philosophy as catching on, and they are quiet quitting friendships. And they say they just kind of slip out because they're now getting to that age as adults that they just don't have time for the BS. And some of our friends are just very needy. We've all got needy friends. Some of us have needy spouses. I'm not pointing any fingers at myself or anything like that. But some of us have those, and they're taxing, and then they weigh on you. And I get that. Quiet quitting. I'm going to actually give this one to the Gen Zers. Quiet quitting friendships. It's also called getting married. I'm not the man. Am I braining on the piss parade of getting married? But if you get married, you slowly quiet quit all of your friends. You get new friends. They're couples friends. They're friends that your wife approves of, that you can go out to dinner with and vacation with and hang out with. And we have couples friends who I love. They're my favorite people in the world. I absolutely love. But you're like buddies and stuff from school. Yeah. You're drinking buddies. Gone. You quiet quit them, and then they quiet quit you because then they get married too and have kids, and they're gone. Your friends are going to be gone. I'm just letting you know. It's going to happen. I'm depressing again today. I'm bringing everyone down. I feel bad. There is a one last story, study, if you will. Not a story, but a study. And this one is for you old folks out there. And I'm talking old, as in way older than me. They did a study of about 400 people, average age of 66 years old, Social Security taken mofos. And they found out, it's weird to me that they would advise old people on this, but it seemed to be very beneficial. So they say if you are old, they did heavy strength training on their legs. They say preserves vital leg strength up to at least 4 years later. This study provides evidence that resistance training with heavy loads at retirement age can have long-term effects over several years, concluded the research team. So one-third lifted heavy weights 3 times a week for a year, while another performed moderate intensity training with body weight or resistance bands 3 times a week, and the remaining third were encouraged to maintain their usual level of physical activity. Bone, muscle strength, and body fat were measured at the end of the trial. Then again, after 1, 2, and 4 years after the study, leg strength was preserved at the same level in the heavy weights group after 4 years. So if you're getting near 65, say you're 64, and you train hard, you hit the gym like a G, like a champ, just bending squat bars, getting out there and power lifting, you're throwing it down, but only on the legs. 4 years later, you'll maintain that strength in your legs, according to this study. Meanwhile, fat levels remain the same in the exercise groups, but not in the control group. All three groups experienced similar decreases in upper body mass because they were busy blowing out their legs for a year. And they say the ability to kick a pedal as hard and as fast as possible, all of them were able to do that. Doctors could use these results to encourage seniors to engage in heavy resistance training, as it will make it easier for them to retain their mobility and independence as they age. We all know that is something old people. Here's the problem. I'm old, and I'm not that old, but I'm old, and I already have effed up legs. My knees have been blown out for years. I've had 2 knee surgeries. Probably should have 2 more, but that's a real thing. Lifting weights heavy. I did that when I went back, when I started Fat to Fit or Else a year ago, August. It'll be a year. I lifted legs, and I haven't trained legs in ages, but I decided I'll only do machines with the legs. I won't get on the squat rack. I won't do anything crazy, but I'll go pretty heavy. And I did. And now my knees have flared up and hurt more than they have in years after, was that, I trained 6-7 months of legs before I blew my shoulder out and stopped training anything. More than that, maybe 8 months. So that's the problem. And I don't see how you're going to get a group of old people to lift heavy leg weights without, A, having knee problems, hip problems, ankle problems. There's a lot. My ankles hurt too because you're pushing so much weight. But heavy to me is different than to most people. I'm pretty strong and pretty weird, And then it's just, I don't know. I don't know what heavy is to this group of people, but heavy to me is the weights I lifted when I was young, and now that I'm old, I still try to do it, hence blown out shoulder, even though that's not what I was doing when I blew it out. Just going to be all fair to myself, because my wife likes to think I'm an idiot, and I blew my shoulder out trying to be Mr. Joe Heavy Lifter Arnold Schwarzenegger. I was not. I was warming up with 135 pounds, and I blew my shoulder out. One, two, oh, God, I can't get this off of me. Help me. Thank God my son was with me. It would have been embarrassing to cry out to some lady standing next to me at Planet Fitness. Can you get this 135 pounds off me? I seem to have blown my shoulder out. Yes, I am old. Why? Why do you ask? Yeah, it is time to go. I'm very happy. It is Friday. I'm very happy the weekend is here. My emotional week will continue, and that is because my best friend in the world, who is my 14-year-old German Shepherd, he is in his final days. And we've made a decision this week that we're going to put him down, and we haven't had the heart to do it. And it is the most difficult thing we could have ever done. My wife and I are both sick about it. And it will be a different life without that dog at my house. But he's getting to the point where he's suffering. He can't stand up. And like, we're being selfish keeping him alive. And he's, you know, he's the protector of the house. He thinks he's still on duty, and he, you know, and he's too ornery to just die, and it's getting to the point where we have to put him down. So started to make arrangements for that this week. That was where my emotional eating would have come from. I'm very proud that I didn't emotionally eat, because there would have been no time to do it other than that. And then I'm having the stress, extra stress at work with all the stuff going on there. So it has been a difficult week, but I'm happy I stuck to my guns on my diet. I've changed it. I'm can no longer say I'm doing the carnivore. I do the carnivore every day at work for lunch, like strict carnivore. In the morning, I don't have anything carb-wise. And then at dinner, I'm having some carbs just to keep from having a low sugar stroke out or something with the diabetes. But I got to hold it together and keep busy and keep my mind off of this and figure out. It's funny, every time we're like, all right, we're going to put him down tomorrow. And then my wife will call me at work and he's having a great day. He's better today. And I'm like, he's not getting better. Better is not coming. I prayed for it to come. He's a 14-year-old German Shepherd that weighs 110, 115 pounds. It's not going to happen. You know, he's had a great long life, and the fact that he's gotten this far before he didn't have hip issues ever in his life, and now he's just got arthritis and can't get up, and it's sad. It's very, very sad. It's heartbreaking. That dude goes back to, I would say, more than half of the podcast of the Jack and Stretch show that ran for 13 years, I think we did that show. Yeah, for good solid seven, eight years of that. Yeah, he did 8 years of the Jack and Stretch show, literally at my side, every single show at my side, sitting at my side. And then he's been here for all of these. He's now had to be moved. He can't sit here in my studio anymore because he got to the point where he just will go to the bathroom at wherever he is at. And we've dealt with that, and you clean it up, and you know he's old like Joe Biden, and old people poop their pants. So you can't get mad. We just take precautions for that. So he's not in here. He hasn't been so much a part of Fat to Fit or else, but he is my best friend I have ever had. God, that dog's great. So we're dealing with that. And he could be gone by the next time I do a show, or it might be next week, but this is a difficult time. So I'm happy that I'm able to stick to my diet. I will be back on Monday with a brand new episode of Fat to Fit or Else. You guys have a great weekend. Hope you eat right, stay healthy, get some workouts in. The sun is here, summer is here. No time like taking advantage of that extra daylight and getting your workout on. So thank you, everybody, and I will talk to you again very soon with another episode of Fat to Fit or Else.